Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Wow, good morning and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. I am Angel, your hostess, and it's always wonderful to start my Saturday morning out with one of the wonderful practitioners out here in the community. And we are live this morning with Mary Ursitz. Is that how you pronounce your name, Mary?
That is correct.
Yeah, I did it right. Yay. I'm always happy to get the name right. It's just like the hardest part. Everything is all down here from here. And Mary is an energetic artist, which is very, very fascinating to me. Her process that she calls life force energetic art. So welcome to the show, Mary.
Well, thank you so much, Angel, for hosting me. And I do want to welcome all of you wonderful Spirit Talk listeners. I'm ready to share with you some very simple and practical information on how to energize your life with the healing vibrations of color. But I first want to share with you a little bit about myself. I currently live in Georgia. I've made Georgia my home for over 40 years. Grew up in Indiana with a wonderful family. And I have loved art all of my life since I was a young child. And as the years have passed, I have fairly recently retired from a 43-year career as a teacher, a school administrator, a university faculty member, and I've had many different types of opportunities to incorporate my love for art in what I've done with working in the field of education. The great news for me now is that my sole purpose is my gift from God. That is creating energetic art. Some of you may wonder what is energetic art, and I can simply explain it as far as what it means to me. It is art that is created by making a direct energetic connection through energy balancing and using the energy of my heart chakra, which I believe is where my soul essence and everyone else's soul essence evolves in our own physical bodies and spiritual bodies. And I make a very simple, direct connection with God. This is somewhat unique. It's a very humbling talent that I've been given, gift that I've been given. A lot of people may think I'm crazy, that's fine, but I firmly believe when I practice my preparations for beginning any piece of art, I make a direct connection with that God essence. And that is why my art is so powerful and can be so helpful to so many people. Now, I believe also that we all have special gifts from God. Angel, you have one. You're helping so many people with your intuition and insight, as so many other folks that have that calling do. I want to share just if you don't mind, just for the listeners to understand that rituals and symbolism are very important with my particular talent. And so I always light a candle for protection when I begin a piece of art. I always start a prayer, and I always conduct a personal energetic balancing exercise. I have several essential oils that I can choose to use. I have enlightening and inspiring music that I use. And so, you know, anyone that does art or is creative in any way will probably, over a repetitive period of time of practicing their skill, develop certain rituals. And that's basically how I get into what a lot of us would call our channeling mode to begin completing a piece of art. I use pastels. The choice of the pastels that I pick are always intuitive. They're not pre-planned. I don't have a pre-plan of what the art is going to look like. That's part of my prayer to God, to always ask for guidance as to what art, what piece, how it is created, how it can benefit many, and as I continue, I have discovered that there are 7 layers of color in each piece that I do, and I always automatically know when to stop and when the piece is finished. And the final thing that I make sure that I always do is say a prayer of thanks, because, again, this is a gift. I don't quite understand why God gave me this gift, but it's my gift to create this beautiful art, and it's my pleasure to share it with so many people that have already enjoyed it. I would like to invite folks to view my art on my website, lifeforceenergeticart.com. There are several things that I offer as far as selections. I offer original art for sale. I offer affordable prints that are beautiful. They're exact duplicates of the originals. For people that really want to see and feel what their personal energetic connection to the God essence is, I can do your personalized energetic portrait. excuse me. I also do intuitive reading sessions to help anyone individually understand their own energy. And the purpose of these sessions, in my mind, excuse me, is to help any individual understand where they may be with their own personal energy. And if there's a part of their energy that seems to be stuck or blocked or preventing someone from reaching a better balanced state with their energy, there are certain energetic exercises with color that I can offer that person. I don't really plan angel for people that would like to have a reading session to call me multiple times and make appointments, because I really feel that the assistance that I can give a person to let them learn how to help themselves is really what is so important to me. We all have the ability of controlling the energetic essence within ourselves, and that's really my main focus for talking today.
I have a question. I mean,
okay.
To interrupt you, but you said something I wanted to tap on. I didn't want to let it go before I forget. What I heard you say was,
okay,
you work with people and you want to help them get the most out of the art as you're working with them. So you'll give them, you know, you'll work with them on a session to get information and to help them understand things or get whatever you're getting from the divine. But you want to help people help themselves is what I heard. So you don't want people calling you and asking you over and over again. You want to help people help themselves. Is that what I just heard?
Yes. And,
oh, my God. That's
on my Facebook page, my business Facebook page, of course, I'm really getting into posting. I want to post an energetic exercise at least once every 2 weeks so people have the tools that they need that can help them with basic practices that can just be little daily routines. You know, I'm real big into developing daily rituals that take a very little amount of time. And I believe that I am the one that's in control of my life, and I need to take charge of certain things that can be done so simply to help me enhance my life every day that I wake up and move forward with another part of my purpose for that day. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And one of the things that I'm noticing in the work that I do, and I so appreciate it, you calling out, you know, that the gifts that we all have, and that if we can really tune in to the purpose, you know, the soul purpose, as I call it, if you can really get yourself tuned into it, you find that everything you do kind of lines up into why you've been put on this planet. And I do enjoy working with practitioners and helping them, you know, get more visible and helping them get giving them a platform where people can find them. And I'm finding more and more practitioners out there are building a process of self-sufficiency around working with people, because we all have access. We all have access. We just don't all see, or we don't all hear, or we don't all know how to open the door. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I can relate that very specifically, because my spiritual journey began shortly after my mother passed away in 1977. And I was young, I was 27 years old, and her death was difficult for me to handle, as that being the end of Mom and my relationship. And that's where I started my quest to learn more spiritually, taking a lot of courses, being involved in like-minded groups, still keeping my faith, by the way. And one of my teachers, even back in the early 80s, made a comment that I wrote down and I read frequently, that we all have the responsibility of trying. And so if what I'm going to share today can touch you positively, but it doesn't quite resonate with you completely, then somebody else, if you're an open listener, somebody else could possibly say something similar in a slightly different way, and then you get it. That, to me, is the most important thing about energetically evolving as we live each day, to be able to realize that we have the capability of helping so many people, and our first job is to help ourselves. And so simple energetic balancing techniques are just, to me, very, very important.
Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned that you were interested in taking the audience through an energetic process, and I want to give you opportunity to do that. Before you do, I would love to hear some information about it so they can understand what it is that you're about to do and the importance of it.
Okay. Well, and I'm not sure as far as the knowledge level of so many of our wonderful listeners today. So I just as a simple review, everything I talk about today really refers to the yogic traditional beliefs of the seven energy centers in our physical bodies, which are called chakras. And our seven chakras start at the roots, red, coming up to orange, to yellow, to green, to blue, to purple, to white. They all have a direct connection with physical parts of our body. For example, the heart is known as the solar plexus. The seventh chakra, the white, is the crown on top of your head. Many people believe that that's where you get your direct connection with God's energy. And the red chakra, again, at the root near the sexual organs, is called the root chakra as for probably several different reasons. I believe it's really the grounding force of that affects us probably more physically. Not sure if I'm making clear sense with that. But
oh, you are. Yes, you are. You are. You're making
but
perfect sense.
Okay. So as I understand my body's energy, I also understand that it fluctuates and it changes as I experience people and events of my day. So doing simple exercises can help me, and it can help you maintain a good balance with your energetic self. We all know that part of our day or what we deal with could involve worry, it could involve daily stress, it could involve conflict without really wanting to be involved in it. As we interact, we pick up energy from those around us. And the emotional experience, for example, of when you lose a loved one is so intense. And all of these negative components of energy, emotions that affect our energetic field, they affect our natural energetic balance. So more often than not, this energetic imbalance can cause anybody to have physical symptoms, not feeling right, not feeling well, possibly getting ill. And to me, that's why it's so important to be proactive myself and encouraging all of our listeners today to make a commitment to be proactive with yourself with some knowing and understanding that you can work on your energetic balancing every day to help recharge yourself and to help you deal with some of the issues that you don't expect from work or someone that gets angry at you or whatever. That energy doesn't need to stay with us. We can let it go and rebalance ourselves. So, if everybody is ready to do a very simple little exercise, I love this exercise. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and very simply visualize or sense. I don't know if you're visual. I don't know if you feel or sense so much, but however you do it, visualize that you're standing or sitting under a floodlight. And you have a remote switch in your hand to control this light. Okay, you got it. Now, I always want to encourage you to ask for protection from God. Whoever your God is, I know we probably have folks that are different religions listening to us and faith, but ask for protection from your God self. The more you do this exercise, you probably will develop a simple prayer or mantra that will help you as you start an exercise. But your eyes are closed and you're visualizing sitting or standing, like I said, under a floodlight. You've asked for your protection. And now what I want you to do is use your remote switch to turn on the floodlight. Ask God for his pure white healing light to shower down on you and cleanse all negativity out of your body. I want you to feel free to use your hands to move this healing light all over you. See or feel it as the It releases all the negative energy from your body. And I want you to feel that negativity going into the ground. Now I want to ask for the healing color of energy that you most need to bring balance to your energetic field. And begin to see or feel that color of God's healing light change. What color is it? Make sure you sense the color. Let this healing energy stay with you. Keep it on you for today. And thank God for this gift today. As we get into any of you that get into are already into chakra energy, whatever color it is that you saw God give you for the healing that you needed today, you can directly associate to one of your chakras. For example, my color changed to orange. My second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. And I'm in a highly creative mode today. That did not surprise me that I needed to have this energy for me. Angel, could you share? Would you want to share for just a second what color you felt and what it meant to you?
So that was a really great exercise, and the color that comes to me is green, and green being the heart chakra, which is totally in line with kind of the stuff and the things that I'm working on in my personal life and with some of my clients this past week. And it just opened me up. It was just a really warm feeling. It was a really reassuring feeling, and it was a releasing feeling. So it was really, really awesome, kind of opened me up to allowing the energy and the support system to just be there. So it was really cool. It was just like just sitting there, like, oh, we're here. Just turn the light on. We're always here. It was really cool.
I love this exercise. Now I'm going to tell y'all. I live in Georgia, so y'all.
You gave it away right there.
I'm a Hoosier that had to learn to talk like a Southerner for a good bit. But anyway, I love doing this exercise in the shower in the morning. And just as soon as I say my prayer of protection, I ask God to, shower me literally with the water, with his white Christed light. And then as I'm asking for the healing color that I can best benefit from for the day, that's when I do it, because it's just quick for me to do it there. And I always get out of that shower so revived and feeling so good. So I can encourage folks to do that.
So when you start this exercise every day, it's really very clear that this process helps you kind of get focused on your energy, get focused on what you're doing with your clients. How does it support you in your with your clients? So you have your client working with you on, say, a process. How does this help them get that process going for you? If that makes sense.
Okay.
So you're painting a picture for me. I commission you to paint a picture, okay. And then you give me this assignment. Is this going to create a clearer connection for you if I'm in line with this exercise as well?
Actually, doing an energetic portrait, if you give me permission to do that energetic portrait, your energetic portrait, I connect for my energetic balancing exercise, and I'm sure this will make sense to you, but mm-hmm. after I have done my balancing, and I don't need you physically to be with me, but because I've talked to you and I typically ask people that I don't know to provide me a picture so I can have a nice connection as a visual. But then I ask God to connect, to allow me to connect to your heart chakra. And again, that goes back to something I said at the beginning. I believe the heart chakra is the direct connection to my God essence and your God essence. And so the energy that I connect to you from your heart chakra to my heart chakra allows me to have a total connection with all of your energy fields and your
okay.
and your God essence.
Wow. Very powerful.
Okay. Now, when I do intuitive readings for an individual, because I do offer those also, that specifically is my practice. I will ask that person to give me permission, and this is a one-on-one phone conversation, to connect to their heart chakra. Because I always want whatever I do to be as pure as I can, and my channel for purity is directly from God.
Wow. You have some callers. I don't know if you'd like to take a couple of calls.
Happy to take them.
Because you're down from the sun, you're from the friendliest part, you know, Georgia down there. You're supposed to be happy, friendly, accepting, loving people that cook really good food.
Do you cook really good food, Mary? I do, but remember, I'm a northerner, and southern food is not healthy for you, so you have to.
I know, right?
I have to change my lifestyle for that one. So funny.
So delicious. Okay, well, let me take the next caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
With Mary. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Trish. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm fine. Thank you for joining me today.
No, I've been enjoying the conversation, and I was wondering, how do you do readings, or how does this work?
Okay. Now, as far as my artwork, let me focus on that first. I have original art that you could view at any time, and like I said, I have made it possible to have prints of all of my originals that have not sold, so that if there is a particular piece of art that can benefit you, inspire you, make you feel happy, make you feel at peace, give you comfort, give you balance, then this is what the artwork is about. If you were to connect with me and wanted to ask me to do an intuitive energetic session with you one-on-one, that would be a phone conversation where you would give me permission to tap into your energetic field, and I could give you intuitive insights on where I've sensed you are energetically with your seven physical chakras, and provide suggestions to help you return whatever I'm sensing back in balance with, like I said, practical exercises that are easy for me to teach you and benefit you in so many ways.
Okay. So is it possible? I have no idea what's involved. Can you do like a sample on the radio, or it doesn't work that way?
All right.
So, Mary, I think what's happening here, Mary, is that she wants to know if you can give her a reading right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Tish, will you give me permission to tap into your energy?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. All right, my first impression, Trish, is that you have something going on with your throat chakra. Okay, and so
okay.
I don't know how familiar you are with the chakras, but your throat chakra is what is important with you on a daily basis in relation to communication. I'm picking up that you've got something going on that with another individual that's causing a concern with you about communicating what needs to be said to that person.
Okay.
Now, in order to work on balancing that chakra, the energetic exercise I just gave you, and I don't know if you participated in the exercise. I don't know what color you may have picked up. But that chakra energy is purified at this point. Do not be afraid to open up and use the words that you need to with and whoever the individual is to help benefit them.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I picked yellow.
Okay. That's fine. That's your solar plexus. And yellow has a lot to do with your creative energy. It's also, yellow energizes, Trish, your ability to supercharge your personal will, your personal power, what you hold inside of yourself. And I'm sensing that the solar plexus, the yellow chakra, is so important to you right now because you need to feel empowered in order to communicate what it is that you need to say to this person that can best benefit them.
Okay.
Your chakras interact with each other. And, you know, it's unfortunate that I have, you know, such a short period of time. But if you're not familiar with the chakras and the energy of the chakras, there's so much information that's available online that can just help you give yourself a general insight. But it doesn't surprise me that you picked yellow because that's your sun. That's your power of the sun. Just think of the sun shining on you and how powerful and how great it makes you feel. And that's going to help you with what you need to communicate.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So one of the things that kind of stood out for me in that session is when you got started with her, you asked her permission. And I do have lots of readers on here, and everybody has their own process, but you're the first person that's actually said, "Do I have permission?" before you got started. And that seems to be a really important part of your how you connect. Can you talk about that a little bit for me to help people understand why it's important? Because some of us kind of do it on a spiritual level, but to speak it out loud to the to the person, that's really powerful.
Well, it is important to me because until I hear you speak to me, you're giving me energy just with using your words. I give you my permission. And that creates that first part of the connection energetically between myself and you, or myself and Trish just a few minutes ago. I've just had many, many years of, like I mentioned before, taking classes, learning with people. It's many, many years. And one thing that I think I have spiritual growth with so much of, that I've been involved with, and also as far as being a school administrator, if you can imagine being a school principal and having to deal with upset parents or mad children or whatever, you know, the best, you have to learn to listen. And by me asking you, you're giving me permission to listen to you. But what you're giving me, I'm listening to you energetically as I'm tapping into you at that point.
Okay. And the tapping in for you, as I'm looking at your website now, and you have so much information here for people. You talked about how you're posting things on social media, and you really are. You're it's like you're engaging with people on just fun, joyous, energetic, whether it's imagery or things that you're stating. It's like it feels like your purpose is to keep us vibrating at this wonderful high energy vibration. That's what I see when I look at it. Does that make sense to kind of how you're feeling as you're engaging?
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, we're here in this life to enjoy life and hopefully have a positive impact on not only how we enhance our daily lives, but those around us. And there's no other way to do it. If I can't provide joy, happiness, give you something to do that has meaning to you and makes you feel good, then I don't get any other way of doing it. I don't perceive any other way of doing it. That's what part of the joy of life is all about, sharing and giving. And that's what our energy is all about. And Angel, I know you can relate to that. When we share
yes.
energy with each other back and forth, we make a choice to make it positive or to make it negative. And there's some people out there that are, you know, they're sole purpose is to make other people miserable. I'm not there.
Right?
Not going to go
right?
there. Not going to be there.
It is
and
amazing,
for those
though, right?
People, yes, and but for and I'm sure a lot of our listeners today have individuals in their lives that they would probably say, "Oh, you know, I have to be with this person tonight, and I'm not looking forward to it." Well, don't take that attitude. Supercharge yourself and be with that person and do something joyful that will help change their energy. We have so much that we can do that's just so simple to impact other people, and I can't see living life any other way than that.
Right. So what you said is I want to you know, key in on just for a moment, because this is something that's been very present for me, in that there are so many people who are that guy you just described, who just want to be that negative cloud in everybody's life, or B, the person who just seems to want to pull the negativity so that they can complain about the negativity. And the person who wants to be the positivity and the energetic movement person seems to be the person that gets to be caught in the middle and gets dragged down. It's like, you're happy, shut up kind of scenario. what kinds of energetic work can a person do to kind of keep themselves in that space? As you talk about the chakras and the vibration, you know, this exercise you gave us is a really great exercise, and doing it in the morning in the shower is a really powerful image, because it's got this whole process of releasing and washing away stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how often a day do you feel a person can do this exercise to keep their vibration in a nice high level?
Well, anyone can take an energetic exercise. I mean, you can create your own energetic exercise. God gives us the ability to take His healing energy anytime we ask for it. And that's the power. So for some folks to modify the exercise I just shared, that's fine. There's no right or wrong with energy. It's the important part of energy is how you use it to benefit yourself. The comment you made, or question you brought up, what can people do to help help themselves when they know they're going to be around a highly negative person. And my first thought goes back to a very simple exercise that I learned years ago. And it all has to do with asking for protection. And you can ask God anytime to surround you in a bubble of protection, so a person's negative energetic field does not impact you. It's simple, it works, and all you have to do is just ask.
Just ask.
Makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Just
ask, and it's there.
Just ask. And I'm not sure what your experience, Angel, is, but I have several very powerful experiences in my life where I've learned that asking God specifically for what I needed, I got the answers. I got the help. So sometimes I think we're our own worst enemy when we ask general, or we're vague and we're not sure. And that's one reason that I love the simple exercise I shared, because if you're asking God just to shower you with his white, pure, healing light, you're going to get a benefit from that. There are people that have chronic problems, I understand, that are either emotional, they could be mental, they could be physical. Energetic exercises can benefit anybody. I would challenge any of your listeners to the next time they're with someone that is in kind of a negative state, or a state that's not so happy and joyful, stand up with them. Do a simple energetic exercise with them. See if you can get them out of what they're doing by having them take charge of their own personal energy.
So personal energetic responsibility.
Yeah. And, you know, when someone has a chronic illness, or, for example, I have two friends right now that have lost a beloved loved one. You can't expect anybody to get over that type of loss with one energetic exercise. What you can encourage them to do, besides provide them your love and support, is to continue working on something that will help them, may help make them feel a little bit better every day, and continue to give them that support.
Wow.
That's one thing that will work, and it also helps keep that energetic connection between you and that loved one, so that you know And they know that they know you understand what it is that they're experiencing, and they understand that you're there to try to help and support them along.
Right. Right. So let's talk about your art. I'm looking at your art.
Okay.
I'm on your website right now, and your website is Life or Force Energetic Art. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it's really cool because I'm looking at your artwork, and your artwork, there's so many different pieces here, and they look like outer space. Some of them look like these wonderful, fabulous outer space pictures we have, stars and the supernovas and the galaxies, and then some of them are look like nature. I'm looking at this one that kind of stands out for me, and it looks like peacock feathers. This one is called Rhapsody. And so I'm trying to imagine you sitting down and preparing these pictures, but it really feels like it's not you that prepares these pictures. You are the conduit, right? Of how it comes out.
I am the conduit. I never know what is going to come out. Now, yes, I was trained as an artist, art educator specifically, but I never know. I never know. I sense it. I feel it. If at some point, well, beginning next week, I'm doing a promotion this month. I'm talking about grandparents, and because so many people have had such a positive influence on a grandparent or grandparents in their life. And so every month I have a kind of a theme. And so my grandparent that most influenced me was my Grandma Connor on my mother's side. And Monday I'm going to start an energetic portrait of her. I can do energetic portraits from people that have been deceased. Why? Because God gave me this amazing gift, and a soul continues to have its energetic self, whether in a live body or transcended. And so my grandmother has given me permission to do her energetic portrait, and I'm going to start that portrait and chronologize the sequence of events as it begins and then when it looks like when it's complete. So people can have an idea of how something might look like and how it turns out at the end. I think I mentioned earlier on, 7 layers of color go on this pastel art. And for people that are not familiar about art, chalk pastels, you can work on a piece of artwork with chalk and then spray it with a fixative. And once it dries, the color doesn't mess all up together, doesn't smudge all together. And so and it's unique that it's 7 layers. There's 7 chakras. Do you know that the 7 colors of the rainbow are the exact same 7 colors of your chakras? It's just this, number 7 is powerful. It's a transcending number. So I think that's why this art is really so powerful, because it builds upon energetic layer after energetic layer after energetic layer until my God essence, my channeling stops and he says, that's enough, it's done, you're good.
Wow. That's really, I'm just really fascinated by that. You have some more callers. I'm going to let you talk to at least one more person here so that we can engage you in the audience. So, go ahead. You're on the air with Mary. Who are we chatting with this morning?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. What's your question?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to know if you, what kind of big changes do you see coming for me? Anything big coming? Anything I need to prepare for?
Okay. Lauren, do I have your permission to tap into your energy?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, Laura, I'm definitely picking up that you are in the process of beginning something very creative and something very different for you. It's like you have asked for somehow from the God essence to challenge you with something different that will make you grow, enlighten you. And I'm seeing a lot of yellow and orange and red. And I think those colors to me right now are saying that you are very close to making a major change that is going to physically manifest. I'm not sure it's a new job opportunity, a new doing something different with what you currently do, but I actually feel like you're going to be very surprised when this opportunity comes your way. It's like, oh my goodness, I would have never thought about doing anything like that. And then there you go. You finally discover that and self-realize that this is something perfect, and you're just going to have such a fulfilling time with it.
Oh, that sounds
so that's
great.
That's what I see for you.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to give you one little tip of advice, Laura, and if you have listened to the show, the energetic exercise that I shared, did you listen to that?
No, but I'll listen back in the archives.
Okay. Or that'll be fine. Or you can get on my website and email me, contact me, and let me send you an email with the exercise. Because the one thing I want to make sure that you pay attention to is to stay grounded with your energy. And very simply, that means that I want you to take responsibility, take charge of doing a cleansing energetic exercise where you actually feel like the last thing that you're doing with the energy that you're either creating for you is being grounded into the earth.
Okay.
You need to stay on steady feet, in other words.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, it does. And I have been thinking about changing what I do for a living or doing a different aspect of it, and I have to take some courses in it. And I was planning on doing that in the month of October. So you're really right on track with that. So I'll send you I'll send you an email and get that link from you for the exercise.
That would be great. I would love to share it again, unless you want to, you know, it's up to you. If you want to listen to the show, always welcome you to do that again, but I can send you the exercise directly through email, and that would work well for you too.
Okay,
beautiful.
I would love that.
Stay grounded. If you don't stay grounded, Laura, you could change your mind in mid October and decide for some odd reason, oh, I'm too scared to pursue this. I'm too scared to follow through with it. But you need to stay grounded because the benefits are going to be amazing for you.
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, I will I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Have a fantastic
morning.
You're so
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to give you an opportunity to tell people how to get in touch with you, Mary. You've given some really great information, and you've really touched on some really great material to help people be in a space of powerful positivity. So if I want to work with you, how do I get in touch with you, and what kinds of things can we do together again?
Okay. Everybody can get in touch with me through my website at lifeforceenergeticart.com. You can sign up to my email list to get for me to keep you informed by newsletters. I don't send newsletters or information out that often, as regularly as I post on Facebook. I could encourage you to like my Facebook page so we can communicate that way. I do want to mention, Angel, that I have created a couple specials for anyone that is listening today.
Beautiful.
And one of those is to do an intuitive reading session, similar, a longer, 45 minutes to an hour, from what I just did with touched on a little bit with Laura and Trish. And I will offer that to anyone at a 50% discount. And you can go online to my website and pay for that. And once I have your information, I can contact you via phone and we can set up a time to do that session. Also,
so special for somebody's listening to the radio, just for radio listeners only, this special is for, right?
But I'm going to keep this. I actually was going to do this a little bit shorter term, but I know it's like I have two sisters that couldn't listen to the show today. So anyone that listens to the show will have the information to take benefit of this special. The other special I have is to if. Anyone that wants to sign up for my email on my website, excuse me, can receive a 25% discount on any print. And I'm going to automatically enter any listener that wants to become part of my email list into a giveaway to win a beautiful energetic art print, which I will announce on September 30th.
Oh, wait. So you're going to give a print away?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Angel, you might have to get on.
I know.
Get on my email list.
I was looking. Ooh.
Yay.
She's really. She's got some beautiful stuff there. So I would definitely encourage you to look at her stuff and. I might have to enter your little contest myself because you've got some beautiful work that, I mean, your stuff is just so powerful and so abstract and wonderful, and it lifts the energy just looking at it. So, man, what a cool opportunity to get a chance to win a piece of art. Thank you for offering that. I'm gonna have to enter that one.
I want everybody to. I want everybody to. The best way for me to accomplish my purpose, which God gave me this purpose, is to get my art out. And the more great followers that I have that, can support me, then I feel like, I'm meeting my purpose with God. So that's
beautiful.
What it's all about. And if any listener cannot afford to purchase anything from me, that's fine. I have this website that you can go online anytime and get inspiration from any of the pieces that I have.
Beautiful.
Posted.
Look at that. I think that's a perfect way to end the show. The hour went by really fast because it's been so fun chatting with you. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again. Thank you so much, Mary, for being on our show this morning. I'm hoping that you have a fantastic morning. for the rest of the day.
I wish the same for you and for all your wonderful listeners. Just have a blessed day, and I look forward to another great show at some point in the future.
Thank you. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you